From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a farewell address delivered in Chicago late Tuesday before thousands of supporters, President Barack Obama defended his 8-year record. He called on Americans to remain vigilant against external aggression and guard against a weakening of American values. The president said he believes his policies have strengthened America's democracy.
In 10 days, the world will witness a hallmark of our democracy: the peaceful transfer of power from one freely elected president to the next.
He said he helped end recession, opened up relations with Cuba, shuttered Iran's nuclear ambitions, took out terror mastermind Osama bin Laden, won marriage equality, and secured health care for all. He spoke about the state of the country's democracy.
We remain the wealthiest, most powerful, and most respected nation on earth. Our youth, our drive, our diversity and openness, our boundless capacity for risk and reinvention means that the future should be ours. But that potential will only be realized if our democracy works.
He said it won't work without economic opportunity for all, and he called for an end to discrimination and political polarization. But University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato said the country remains divided.
President Obama has achieved a fair amount, but it's also true that we're more divided than ever. Now, part of that is directly tied to the outcome of this election.
Donald Trump succeeds Mr. Obama January 20th. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara has named former Prime Minister Daniel Kaplan Duncan as the country's vice president, a new position created under a new constitution. Duncan resigned Monday and will be replaced by Amadou Gon Coulibaly, a Ouattara senior advisor. This is VOA News. The cable news network reports that classified documents presented last week to President-elect Trump included allegations that Russian operatives claim to have compromising information about him. CNN said federal agents are investigating the credibility and accuracy of the allegations. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers, including Maryland's Senator Ben Cardin, are moving ahead with a measure to increase sanctions against Russia for its alleged interference in last year's election, a charge Moscow denies.
We have been attacked by Russia. That is no longer subject to any debate. The January 6th report from the intelligence community assessment makes it clear that that attack was directed by Mr. Putin, that it was aimed at the undermining the credibility of our free election system, and it was meant to damage one of the candidates.
The bill, if passed, would impose visa bans and freeze assets of those who undermine the cybersecurity of democratic institutions, as well as codifying sanctions imposed on Russia by the outgoing Obama administration over the alleged election tampering and Moscow's annexation of the Crimea. Taiwan is on alert Wednesday, scrambling jets and warships as a Chinese naval task force, including its only operational aircraft carrier, sailed north through the Taiwan Strait. The Taiwan Defense Ministry said the flotilla entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Iceland's center-right Independence Reform and Bright Future parties agreed Tuesday to form a coalition government. The announcement came 2 months after snap elections. Bjarni Benediktsson, leader of the Independence Party, is to be the next prime minister.
The priorities of this government are to strengthen the infrastructures of Iceland, be it healthcare or communication, the educational systems, but at the same time to maintain the economic strength of Iceland. We've come a long way since the crisis, and we are enjoying now very robust growth.
The coalition said it will give Parliament a vote on whether to hold a referendum on restarting talks on joining the European Union. A U.S. federal jury Tuesday sentenced to death the killer of 9 people in 2015 in a historically black South Carolina church. 22-year-old Dylan Roof, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, was found guilty of 33 federal charges. Former Congolese opposition leader Okombe Salisa, who lost last year's election to President Denis Sassou Nguesso, was arrested Tuesday for arms possession after months of hiding. It followed the arrest in June of yet another opposition candidate. A referendum organized by the leader of Republic of Congo was approved, ending a 2-term limit on presidential mandates. The leaders of the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities returned to the negotiating table in Geneva Tuesday on power-sharing matters in a potentially historic bid to end decades of division on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. A government spokesman said the two sides are within reach of agreement. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.